Chapter 1. The Fragrance of a Rose. Religion is for people who are afraid of going to hell. Spirituality is for those who have been there. Ross V., member of Alcoholics Anonymous. The disciples were absorbed in a discussion of Lao Tzu's dictum, "Those who know do not say. Those who say do not know." When the master entered, they asked him what the words meant. Said the master, "Which of you knows the fragrance of a rose?" All of them knew. Then he said, "Put it into words." All of them were silent. What is spirituality? To have the answer is to have misunderstood the question. Truth, wisdom, goodness, beauty, the fragrance of a rose, all resemble spirituality in that they are intangible, ineffable realities. We may know them, but we can never grasp them with our hands or with our words. These entities have neither color nor texture. They cannot be gauged in inches or ounces or degrees. They do not make a noise to be measured in decibels. They have no distinct feel, as do silk, wood, or cement. They give no odor. They have no taste. They occupy no space. And yet they exist. They are. Love exists. Evil exists. Beauty exists. Spirituality exists. These are the realities that have always been recognized as defining human existence. We do not define them. They define us. When we attempt to define spirituality, we discover not its limits, but our own. Similarly, we cannot prove such realities. It is truer to say that they prove us, in the sense that it is against them that we measure our human being, the act and the process by which we exist. Life is not what we have, or even what we do, connected as these may be. We are what and how and who we are, and being is a real activity. Like love, spirituality is a way that we be. This way of being defies definition and delineation.